Exclusive, John McKenty, Donald Trump will have the best group of people in a second term. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on November 19, 2022. John McKenty, former director of the White House Presidential Personnel Office during former President Donald Trump's administration and founder and CEO of The Right Stuff, told Breitbart News that Trump has learned from his first term and will have the best group of people surrounding him in a potential second term. Listen. Breitbart News Saturday host Matthew Boyle opened the interview by asking McKenty his thoughts about former President Donald Trump's 2024 presidential campaign announcement. McKenty believes that the GOP presidential nomination is his to lose, and said things could get interesting if Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R, runs, but ultimately it's Trump's for the taking. I just would never bet against the guy, McKenty said. McKenty noted that the media seems to be downplaying coverage of Trump and said the media blackout could benefit Trump because it's so early in the race that people probably don't want to be inundated with politics right now. The conversation switched gears to Trump's hiring process when Boyle asked McKenty if Trump learned from his staffing blunders during his first administration. McKenty believes Trump's staffing decisions would be better in a potential second term and pointed to the president's staffing decisions toward the end of his first term as evidence. I mean, we thought we were going into a second term. And we were preparing to have a much better group of people. So I think he did learn from that. I think he would be better, McKenty said. I think the first term of any other Republican would be far worse with personnel than it would be in a second term with Donald Trump. Donald Trump will have the best group of people, I think, in a second term, better than any Republican that will be challenging them, he added. McKenty then explained the importance of the president surrounding himself with staff members who align with their agenda. And there's really only a few key positions you need to just have really strong-willed people and that understand the agenda and are gonna go for it, McKenty said. That's like White House Chief of Staff, a few different cabinet secretaries, your national security advisor. If those people are all on board, and competent and willing to do what it takes, you'll be all set. So having the people that can just go out and understand what he is trying to accomplish, and only bring him the really major stuff that's high level. That's important, McKenty added. McKenty said it was really tough finding the right people during Trump's first administration. But he said it would be a lot easier in a second Trump term because a lot of the young people got credentialed and they know what they're doing now, and they can come into more senior roles. McKenty then told Boyle that finding the right people for the right positions requires intensive interviews and opening the applications up to more than just Washington, D.C., workers. You just got to have a really good transition team that can find people throughout the country who are willing to come to D.C. and do a year or two, McKenty said. But, you need to open it up to the country. You can't just look in D.C. There really aren't enough of the people you need there, and it's also good to just have fresh blood. Boyle then asked McKenty what he thought about the GOP's performance during the midterm elections. McKenty said the biggest highlight of the midterms is the fact that we got out 8 of the 10 impeachment voters. However, he urged the GOP to improve at mail-in voting and ballot harvesting in states where those are the leading voting mechanics. I think places where we're not going to be able to change that anytime soon. We have to work with that system and use it to our benefit. You know, the mail-in stuff, the harvesting, McKenty said. But I think anywhere else where we can, where we control like the legislator, the governor, however we can get rid of that is the best possible thing we can do. He also mentioned that conservatives were in a right-wing echo chamber by criticizing Fetterman voters because they more than likely were just voting Democrat. McKenty said. They've made it clear, like people will just vote Democrat. They don't care about the candidate. We're in the right-wing echo chamber saying, look at Fetterman and like all these memes and you know, he's an idiot and all this. But how could anyone vote for Fetterman? It's like, they probably haven't heard him speak. You know, they're just voting Democrat. They're going into Philadelphia, they're getting hundreds of thousands of people, and they just check Democrat. You know, they didn't watch the debate. They're not researching candidates. McKenty then talked about his new dating app targeted towards conservatives, The Right Stuff. There's a dating app for almost every group out there. There's one for Jewish people, black people, gay people, fat people, you know, but there hasn't been a dating app for the identity most important to people. And that's political affiliation, right? McKendy said. So what we want to do, or what we're doing, is creating a space where we're all in one place, he said. Despite being publicly open for only 3 weeks, McKendy announced that the app already has a few success stories, but noted that there'll be a lot more success stories the more people we get on. McKendy explained that the app is necessary because the county is just really divided. He noted that conservatives on other dating apps often hide their political affiliation out of fear of being threatened. But even the ordinary person that's just kind of going about their life, if they're even modestly conservative, they don't want to date somebody on the left. Because, you know, it turns into an argument. It doesn't go anywhere, McKendy said. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jdixonhamilton@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.